Well, the council is going to review the possibility of having what they nickname a cupcake ordinance. Pretty much what that is, a ordinance that's allowed under state statute that creates an exemption for home-cooked foods or foods kicked and cooked in, say, a not-for-profit kitchen, where they would not have to be certified as a commercial kitchen in order to be sold. And it creates specific limitations on what you can do. So if you were going to sell baked goods or something for charity, or you were going to sell them for profit or whatever you were going to do, it limits to $1,000 a month in gross receipts per person that's using this ordinance to sell their stuff. It means that you don't have to be certified as a commercial kitchen, but there are some other limitations besides $1,000. They have to, if they're not a non-for-profit, keep records and pay sales tax like any other business would. They have to mark the foods when they're made, and they have to be handled in a safe manner. So if there were complaints about the food preparation or about the quality of the food, or there could still be a complaint to the health department, which could be investigated. But it means that they don't have to be certified as a commercial kitchen, which opens up the availability to other people. And this would allow individuals, groups, not-for-profits, churches, to make baked goods or other non-hazardous food and sell them for charity or for profit in the community, as long as they were under the $1,000 per month in gross sales limit.